John Wayne. New album, Rap Album 2. Unfucking believable.
What are you doing there, pilgrim?
He's killing it.
You never seen a man so calm in your life. They afraid of this mic. And I got the type of mind to grind into that white light. I rock the mic inside the China shop and spit that bullshit. This ain't no bullshit. It's eating past after the stomach full shit.
Woo!
No eating ass, no groceries. I ate at restaurants. They served me well since I'm a baby of the cunt renaissance. You may
I'm not doing any fade outs. This is Point of Order. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
And I am Jason Bogdan. With me, always to my right,
Linda Peralta.
Linda Peralta is here with us, and we're going to start talking. We're going to start talking about the NFL free agency right now. Best and worst moves, we're going to start right there. It was a pretty fun-filled 4 days. It was wild.
It was good, but why bother playing at this point with the Patriots moves and
already. The Brandon Cooks move
Brandon
is gigantic.
Cooks was great.
That was a gigantic move. Yep. Stephon Gilmore move is not getting a lot of love.
It's
and
well
it
the
should.
money's big.
Big
money.
$16 million
big
a year.
Big money.
Big.
Boy, that's
giant.
That's not huge. That's
huge.
That's not really Patriots money.
Wrong.
I'm wrong. I've always been wrong. I'm a nasty woman.
Wrong. No, I think the Patriots...
I have this feeling that my mic is not on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think you're doing well.
Yeah. No, the ratings are always highest when my mic's not on.
let's keep it... Now talk.
Hello?
There you go.
Okay,
everybody can hear everybody now. It's just because you're both deaf.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also listening to you through a hat.
Yeah.
So
nice haircut, by the way.
I've never had a hair. One thing I want to say right now is that if you don't think Martellus Bennett going to the Packers is the best move of free agency... You're out of your mind.
Great.
Giant.
I was praying, speaking of, that he was coming back to the Giants.
No.
I really was looking forward to that. He's very undervalued. He's a great fantasy guy, as you pointed out in our text message thread.
Well, he had that 1 year with the Giants. He was bad.
He wasn't bad. He wasn't bad.
Linda, look up his stats with the Giants.
He wasn't bad.
I don't think they were very good. Not the best.
He's got the height. I think he's a great tight end.
Great hands.
Instead, we signed, what's his name? Ellison, the tight end, I think his name is.
I don't know.
Yeah, with
Jonathan. Ralph Ellison?
Ralph Crandon? We
signed an Ellison, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow?
From the Vikings.
Not Rudolph.
Big splash.
Rudolph? Ellison.
Hold on.
Who the fuck is Ellison?
Ellison? Get me the files on Ellison immediately.
Yeah, who is that?
I'll get it for you.
And then the Packers also signed Lance Kendricks as a backup to Martellus Bennett. Now, the Packers were one piece away, I think, from the NFC Championship. I mean, well, the Super Bowl, really. And I think it was a tight end. They were using Corliss, and then that guy Montgomery came around. I think they're going to use him as a second running back.
Ooh, Ty Montgomery. No, Ty Montgomery also, he runs.
He's a tight end, though.
No, but he runs.
I know,
No, he's extremely, that's a fantasy guy.
Yeah.
That's a guy to pick up in fantasy.
I think Ty Montgomery is going to be their number two running back behind Eddie Lacy. And I don't know, is this the end of Eddie Lacy in Green Bay?
It's hard to say. Fat Eddie Lacy.
He lost a lot of weight,
though. No, he did. Two years ago, he was huge.
Giant.
And then this year, I mean, Eddie Lacy, he doesn't always stay healthy. That's part
of
the problem.
No, that's true. Legs are bad.
But he's cost me a couple of fantasy years.
Yeah, I took him his first year. I was very happy his first year.
Yeah, I don't take him anymore.
That's when I had the two-headed backfield of Le'Veon Bell and Eddie Lacy.
Giants, yeah, signed tight end fullback Rhett Ellison to a 4-year, $18 million deal.
Well, Rhett will sing you a country song after you come on out.
I'll get you his numbers in a second.
Oh, please do.
Do you want the Martellus Bennett?
Yeah,
give me the Martellus Bennett Giants numbers.
So he had 89 targets. He had 55 receptions, 626 yards with 11.4 yards per reception.
Touchdowns.
How many touchdowns?
That's a big stat. That's the biggest one.
The TDs.
I mean.
It's like an STD.
It's like without the S.
They don't
tell you touchdowns anymore. Not an official stat.
Five touchdowns.
It's not bad.
Oh, there he goes. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
That's pretty good. Good.
All right. That's not bad.
That's his second best year of his career.
Five touchdowns?
No. 2016, he had seven.
Yeah. And then he had five. And then he had six.
And he had six with Chicago.
He never had
more than 10?
No.
Really?
Never had more than seven.
Wow. I could have swear he did.
He's still very good. I just no.
He's very good. He's very good. And he's a yards eater. He eats up the field. So that's something that the Packers desperately need. Also, when guys are going to get injured, Jordy Nelson's probably going to get injured again. He's very injury prone. He's going to get injured, and you're going to have somebody to throw to.
But he plays injured.
He does.
He plays injured.
And Davante Adams should be your new number one.
Yeah, I love Davante Adams.
He's great.
Yeah.
He had 11 touchdowns last year.
Yeah. I thought he had four or something like that.
He had 11.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. I think he had 3 in 1 game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're thinking about fantasy football this far ahead, which I am. You always drafted Jordy Nelson. He's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. I always draft him. Last year, I did a big no-no. I took Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, and that sometimes is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Single-handedly won me my fantasy league.
It can. Yes. It can. Like the year I had, I think it was the first year of T.Y. Hilton and Andrew Luck. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I had that too.
That was fantastic. It's great.
Speaking of Andrew Luck, I'm very curious to see what he throws out this year. Because he was anointed as
the second coming.
The second coming.
Go ahead. Look at his stats, which he has been. He has been the second coming only because you can make that argument that the injuries have derailed him a little bit, but also, how about you get this guy a fucking offensive line? The guy's on his back three times a game.
He has no chance to get the ball out.
He's got no chance. I think he had the least amount of time to get the ball out in the NFL the last 2 years, something to that effect. I think Andrew Luck is a stud.
Yep.
I was absolutely wrong because I thought both Luck and Griffin were going to be studs, and Griffin was a stud. His first year, he was fucking unbelievable.
And he may still be a stud for the New York Jets soon. You never know.
No.
Could happen.
That's not going to happen.
Your problem with Andrew Luck, if I may quote you from years ago, the guy's a statue.
He is a statue.
He just stands there.
But when I say I want a pocket quarterback, I want somebody that can roll out of the pocket as well, but not a takeoff quarterback. Not a Russell Wilson. I don't like those type. They're dainty. They get hurt.
That's why I never take a Russell Wilson in fantasy.
I mean,
though he has had tremendous fantasy value.
He has.
I won't take that risk.
But you look at him this past year, he misses 3 or 4 weeks here and there, ankle, this, that, and the other. And I think that sort of quarterback is slowing down. And when we get to the draft and we talk about Mitchell Trubisky or Mitch, whatever the fuck this kid wants to be called, I don't care what he wants to be called, I'm going to call him hopefully the New York Jets starting quarterback. That would be fantastic. So that
no
brings
chance.
You don't know that
no
yet.
No chance.
You don't know that yet.
We're going to have our NFL draft insider calling in today to discuss the draft.
So I think one of the worst contract free agent moves was the Chicago Bears picking up Mike Glennon for 3 years, $46.5 million.
Now I said that Mike Glennon was a mediocre bum. He's bum to mediocre.
Not a bum.
He's bum to mediocre.
You can't have 19 touchdowns and 9 interceptions and be a bum.
That's 1 year.
Right. It's half a year.
But that's mediocre on his best day. Would you agree with that?
Above average. Above average.
I can't even say he's above average.
I would say above average.
Wouldn't you say Eli Manning's above average? Don't tell me Mike Glennon and Eli Manning are the same thing.
No, Eli Manning's got Super Bowls. You can't. Yeah. I mean, Eli Manning's a good quarterback. He's a good,
wow.
He's good. He's good quarterback. But he also, you can't be an elite quarterback like everybody's telling me and lead the league in interceptions 4 out of your fucking 11 years in football.
I'm not disagreeing.
It doesn't exist. I'm sorry. Just like when people tell me about Troy Aikman had 20 touchdowns once in his career. Do people know this? Troy Aikman was above average. Was above average quarterback.
I text you during the show.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Thank you. That's great. I appreciate you texting me during the show. We're right here, you know.
Bigger than you thought it was. Huh?
It's gigantic. So, no, he only had 20 touchdowns once in his career, Troy Aikman. You understand this? So, I mean, you look at value. I look at value differently. Like, Tony Romo is a better quarterback than Troy Aikman.
Well.
Always was. Troy Aikman is a system guy.
That's your go-to line. What does that mean? Let's look at
Troy Aikman. What's the most? I bet it's 23 touchdowns is the most he ever threw.
Which is, I mean, that's pretty damn good.
23?
23. If he does that consistently.
He doesn't.
Let's see. You'll be C.
I will be C.
Anyway, my problem with the Mike Glennon signing is the Bears.
Desperation.
The Bears are trying to sell it like they just signed, you know, some fucking superhero. Well, Mike Lennon is mediocre. He's going to be mediocre.
Well, he's got nobody to throw to now.
Well, yeah, that's a great signing.
That is a great signing. Alshon Jeffrey to the Eagles is a great, great signing.
Alshon Jeffrey is a wild card for fantasy. He'll go to sleep for 3 or 4 weeks, and then he'll go off.
Well, do you blame Cutler? Or do you blame – I mean, because Cutler wasn't starting for a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean
– What was the question?
What was the most touchdowns Troy Aikman ever threw in a season?
23.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. His numbers are not as good as –
Troy Aikman was an above-average quarterback. Tony Romo could undress Troy Aikman in quarterback skills.
I don't think it's that kind of show.
Yes, it is. But Tony Romo could also get hurt taking a breath.
Oh. Let's see.
Bill.
You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Brandon Marshall's a giant.
Yeah, we know what he is. He's also going to be a distraction when he's telling you things like, if I was there, Odell Beckham Jr. wouldn't have been on that boat. Get ready for a year of that.
So here's the thing.
Get ready for a lot of that.
Here's the thing, Ahmed.
You need some of that, huh?
I agree.
Oh, look at this.
I agree. I said the same thing. I said the same thing. What has always made me nervous about Brandon Marshall was his mouth. I've said that on this show plenty of times. I love Brandon Marshall. Love what he does in the field. Now, the Giants, though, they have lacked the vocal leader the last couple of years. There's no doubt about it. Beckham needs a veteran who's going to pull him aside, get in his ass a little bit, and tell him what he needs to be doing right. And Marshall may be that guy. I just don't want it to be...
He's gonna give Brandon Marshall in his face. Like, why are you going to talk to this net? Just go play some fucking football. Like, that's a beautiful thing.
But Brandon Marshall's bipolar. He might talk to the net. They might both be talking to the same net, but having different conversations.
You sound very bitter, sir.
He's bitter.
No, I'm not bitter. He's bitter. I'll tell you what's gonna happen. When you sign Geno Smith, okay? Yep. When you sign Geno Smith and Eli Manning breaks his leg in half.
Not happening.
Okay. The stench of Geno Smith will be all over your team. It'll be like water curses out of a bog. It's going to happen to you.
Because your players from your team come and win Super Bowl with us.
Okay.
Guys like Moon. They don't want to just sit there in mediocrity forever. Like, so don't be mad at Brandon because he wants to win.
Brandon Marshall's done nothing but be mediocre. I mean, if you're talking about sitting in mediocrity, the guy could have left the Broncos years ago. The guy could have left the Dolphins. The guy could have left the Bears.
This is radio.
They were paying
him. This is radio.
Marshall was all
work. Okay, it was all work. Where'd that get him?
To the Jets.
Where'd that get him?
Got him nowhere because he had no quarterback.
Oh, okay.
That's not his fault.
Okay.
You can't put that on that man. That's not his fault.
Okay.
Blame McCagnon. Fucking genius.
So now, when the Eagles win 11 games this year, okay, and the Eagles win 11 games this year, and you get beat out by them for the playoff spot, okay?
And Joe's
who's your running back? You think you're telling me Paul Perkins is going to do it?
Paul Perkins is going to run.
Yeah, going to run up the middle. Run. That's all he knows how to do. That's all he do.
You were a Paul Perkins fan last year.
No, he's not a feature back yet. He's not a feature back.
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
There are more feature backs in the league, period.
Really?
So I'm not worried about
Ezekiel Elliott's not a feature back?
Well, exception to the rule.
Who's a feature back?
Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell, these aren't feature backs to you?
Only feature back because he has the monster offensive line. Same thing goes for Le'Veon Bell.
David Johnson.
Offensive lines to run behind.
You telling me the Cardinals' offensive line was good? They were one of the worst offensive lines of football last year.
They're good at running. They're not good at
passing. Oh, they're good at running.
They're not good at pass protection, but they're good at running the ball.
So then in that theory, the Giants aren't good at offense.
You're absolutely right.
But yes.
Will they? Brandon Marshall.
How many offensive linemen you signed this offseason?
Listen, no matter how bad the offensive line, the Giants get to the red zone. You know what the problem was?
Why?
They had stupid tight ends named Will Tye, who they tried to throw
and they still do.
To in the red zone. Now, they got Brandon Marshall to throw to in the red zone. That's a big difference.
Okay.
You can't honestly tell me that Brandon Marshall signing is not good.
I'm not telling you it's not a good signing.
2 years, $12 million.
I'm not telling you it's not a good signing. I'm not telling you it's not a good signing. I'm telling you what's going to happen is he thinks he's going to win a Super Bowl with this team when this team is clearly three or four pieces. First of all, your special teams is trash. Your offensive line is trash. Your secondary is trash. I mean, you got a lot of...
You sound like a guy who watched
your ass get crushed 38-13 by a team that just got better.
Janoris Jenkins was hurt.
Oh, I know. What happened to NYPD Blue? What happened to all that bullshit you were talking?
Cromartie and Sue were hurt going into the postseason.
Oh, I see.
Stop it. They still played.
I see. Okay.
But they weren't 100%. Okay.
But the pack. But if Aaron Rodgers is at 60%, you lose.
And not to mention, it's fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
Joe. We fucking went up against Matt Ryan and got destroyed. We went up against the best quarterback in the fucking league.
Let me tell you, if you did play the Falcons, you would have gotten beat by them too.
Nah, you sounded like a big hater.
You lost 38-13.
I don't think anybody's arguing that that Giants team was going to win a Super Bowl.
That Giants team.
That Giants team was not. They were not. They were not fit to run deep in the playoffs.
But wait a minute.
You never thought they were going to.
Let's go back to all your stupid, nonsensical Facebook posts. You and every other Giants fan when you were 1-6 telling me how unbelievable you're going to be. Get out of here. Get out of here. That's ridiculous.
Give me some credit here. I never said that.
What? Did you tell me you were going to beat the Packers?
Listen, I did think we could beat them, though.
You couldn't even score two touchdowns against them. You couldn't put 20 points up against eight teams the last 8 weeks. You think you're going to win?
The first half.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Good. And then he broke your back with a 60-yard Hail Mary. So what was Landon Collins doing? Watching birds?
Not the most. On Hail Mary.
Oh.
Fucking pushed off.
Okay. Penalties. Hold on. It's the referee's fault.
Hold on. Let's
the cry of the loser.
Bro, he pushed off.
The cry of the loser.
He pushed off.
The cry.
If the defender would have did that, they would have called pass interference.
Wrong.
They rarely get a call.
Wrong.
Offensive pass interference call, but that's what happened.
Wrong.
Stop it.
My argument is always you cannot put yourself in a position where one call from the referee can cause you to lose the game. I mean, that happens in sports.
I'm not saying that caused us to lose the
game. No. I know what you're saying. I know. I mean, I'm backing into this point. But the Giants team, clearly, that team, as a Giants fan, I knew was not built to go deep in the playoffs. We were lucky to be in the playoffs.
You're right.
Could we have beat the Packers?
Right.
We could have.
We could have beat the fucking Packers,
like,
though.
It could snow 3 feet on Tuesday. Sure. Anybody's got a chance. After that Hail Mary was just bad coverage. Say what you want about the pass interference, all that stuff. That was bad coverage. You had everybody in that end zone, and nobody looked at that defender going behind them. That was just blown coverage. We signed the new tight end.
Got pushed off, though.
There are other people that should have helped on that play, and it didn't happen. I mean, it's in the past. We got a new tight end now.
You do?
He's a great blocker. Yeah, from the Vikings.
Ellison?
Yeah.
That's what you're going with?
Well, the reason why, I'm telling you why I'm going with it specifically. I'm not looking for him to be a Martellus Bennett. I need him to block. That's what we need. We have not had a great blocking tight end in a long time. I need him to open up space.
It's a Band-Aid offensive line. It's horrible. Like, they're still not going to be good because they haven't fixed that problem yet, to be honest. We're not going to be able to run the ball because we don't have offensive linemen yet.
See, we took an offensive lineman away from you and Kelvin Beachum. I know you were going after him as well, and we gave him $8 million a year,
which I think
is a little bit too much.
He's good.
A little bit. But he's good. He's good. We're both going to be in the Russell Okung market, I think. I think we're both going to be in that market. And right now,
I don't like that market.
You don't want Okung?
I like it, but I don't like it because I feel like he gets hurt a lot, correct?
I mean, really, what is an offensive
line? He gets hurt a lot.
Would you give him $5 million?
In a heartbeat, but he ain't going to take $5 million.
What do you think what do you think he wants? $8 million?
Exactly, or more.
He's still young, though, right? He's still like 27.
How much did Beachum get?
I mean, Beachum was 30, I think, and he got 3 years, $24 million, if I'm not mistaken.
He wants more than Beachum. I can guarantee that.
Really?
So,
I think he actually signed.
Who, Okung?
Yeah.
To who?
There you go.
Yeah. To the Chargers.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's big for...
Per a source with knowledge of the deal, Okung received a $10 million signing bonus, a $3 million fully guaranteed base salary in 2017, and a $12 million fully guaranteed base salary in 2018. Ooh. That's a true and complete guaranteed at signing at $25 million.
So is it 2 years, $25 million, or 3 years, $25
million? 27, 28. 2 years.
2 years, $25 million? You're right, Ahmed. Yeah.
Oh,
Chargers, yeah. Funny. We just reported that here, Pudi.
I don't know that that's a bad...
4 years. The official deal off the wire here is 4 years, $53 million.
The thing about that deal is it would be. I know, Steve. Stop trying. I don't know who's trying to call, but hold on a second. The bad thing about that deal is for one of our teams, it would look foolish. But the Chargers lost so many games in the last minute and a half. Yep. I think the that's an okay signing for the Chargers.
Tape clean.
Yeah.
He needed to be.
Yeah,
Big Daddy Phil.
Maybe he has a chance.
You know, I'm gonna look at him again as a fantasy quarterback.
I like drafting Phil as a backup.
I mean, I'm gonna look at him because I think this fantasy year, I'm gonna go heavy on wide receivers and running backs.
If fantasy's changed,
yeah,
standbys are no. You know, it's a new league.
It's not
about the quarterback.
No,
you pick one quarterback and that's it.
Yeah,
and then you. A bunch of receivers, running backs, and kill shit.
One of the greatest.
If you could get a good tight end, yeah.
Well, one of the greatest things. One of the greatest things last year was the Tom Brady suspension because nobody wanted him.
Yeah.
So I got Tom Brady like the friggin' fifth round or whatever, and then obviously he comes back and obliterated the league. So
Travis Kelce single handedly won me like six games.
Yeah, he's great.
He was a fucking monster last year. Ahmed, before we let you go. Let's just touch on the Knicks. I know we don't really want to touch on the Knicks. I know. But I was texted last night by Steve, who's probably the one calling in, about what a great game Kristaps Porzingis had. Okay, and we're too late on the great games and the great times and the things that are happening. I mean, Melo's had a great season. The man's had a great season. Derrick Rose is averaging 18-6.
Derrick Rose had a good season.
He's had a good season, but he's not. But he's also a head case, and he wants to play for the Milwaukee Bucks. Sure. And I don't understand that. But that's neither here nor there. He wants to. For some reason, the guy wants $150 million to sit in Milwaukee. So
yeah.
I don't get it. But let me throw this out at you. Could Derrick? Because the way the NBA salary cap is going, you could just start paying people $200 million a year. Could Derrick Rose end up on the New Orleans Pelicans?
Ooh. Could be.
Could that happen?
It could.
I would love for that to happen. That would be beautiful.
Well,
get him the fuck out of New York.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. We're all... Yeah, but I agree with you, but...
Gotta go.
I understand, but... aren't you happy, though, that we didn't trade Derrick Rose straight up for Ricky Rubio? Because that would have made me sick.
I would have made shit work. Like, Rubio's no better. Can't play fucking defense either.
Well, and Rubio has more time in his contract.
Rubio has more time, yeah.
Rubio has, I think, another year in his contract,
if I'm not
mistaken.
But I heard some genius on another radio show say Rubio played great defense. I'm like, what?
Well, that can't. That's got to be Ryan Russillo or Danny Cannell.
Right? Kristaps Porzingis has potential to be great. But I still haven't seen that consistent greatness yet. So I'm not putting all my horses on him.
Like, I understand.
Is he a superstar? I don't know.
I want to caution. This guy's still, what, 20?
21.
21? You know? So let's, I mean.
Left or right.
And he's playing in the world's most famous arena at 20 years old. It's a lot of pressure.
His personality. He can handle New York. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about his
skill
game.
Set.
Yeah, okay? No, I know. It's going to take time.
His game grow this year. Like, he still wants to shoot fucking 6 to 7 threes a game.
Too many.
Got to stop.
Got to go inside.
You shoot three. Shoot three threes a game. If you hit three of them, great. If you hit two, great. Shoot three. That's it. Like, it's too many threes. And then, on top of that, the only thing I'm excited about for next year, honestly, is the continued development of Willie Hernan Gomez.
He's great.
Oh my fucking God.
He's great.
Oh my fucking God, I love this kid. And that's the only thing that I'm happy about as a Knicks fan is Kristaps and Hernan Gomez together for many years.
Well,
and I'm out. I love this show.
Thank you.
I love the Knicks.
Thank you, Matt.
Good.
Feel good.
See you later.
See you. We're going to destroy baseball this year. I'm out.
Very excited. Yeah. Very excited. Yeah, so I think we all agree that Willy Hernan Gomez is the future center of the New York Knicks. We all see that and how good he is.
As opposed to who? Well, Kyle O'Quinn?
No, I think they're still going to play Joe next year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I think he's going to – well, the contract. Speaking of bad contracts and a great trade, Paul DePodesta, general manager of the Cleveland Browns, knows what he – mark my words. Give the Cleveland Browns 3 years. They're going to be really good.
I love
3 years.
Give me 3 years. They're going to be good.
No, three. No,
I thought it was going to be a bigger pronouncement.
He's stockpiled picks.
It's great.
He's got like 20 picks for the next two years.
I had texted you guys and I said, wow, they're just stockpiling picks.
Yeah.
And you said, I forgot DePodesta was there.
Yeah.
You quoted the Moneyball approach.
And
he's bringing it to football.
His
insane.
His assistant quoted the Sam Hinkie process. Yeah. So I think they're going to try this. Because Brock Osweiler, I know everybody's, just the Browns move. They're going to trade or release him.
Oh, no doubt.
They're not going to keep Brock Osweiler. They got a second-round pick with Brock Osweiler. Does anybody see the fleece job the Cleveland Browns did on the Houston Texans?
What does that tell you about how much the Texans wanted him out?
Oh, man. Gigantic. Yeah. Gigantic. But the Cleveland Browns have $100 million in free cap space. And you know what they're going to do this offseason? Nothing.
They're going to call Steve.
Talk.
Joe.
Dad.
You know, you just said they're stockpiling picks.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Where the Browns have been finishing over the last decade?
Last.
In the cellar.
Okay, so then that means they get the first round pick, basically, almost every year, right?
Yeah, first pick.
Okay. How have they been doing the last...
They haven't had DePodesta as their GM, Dad. They haven't had this guy. This guy was Sandy Alderson's right-hand man. They haven't had this guy. They had morons. That moron's running their team. Brady Quinn, get the fuck out of here.
They have the top 65 picks in the next 2 years.
Top 65 picks in the next 2 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Imagine
if they finish 8-8, like they should have like a parade down whatever street Cleveland's famous for. So you're saying that this one guy, I hope you're right. You might be right.
I think I am right.
But okay.
I was right about a lot today.
Okay. You're right about the Giants.
Yeah.
People are not bringing up one major thing. They should be in the quarterback sweepstakes thing along with us because
well,
they need a quarterback.
Well, the Giants are going to sign Geno Smith.
They're over for that. Okay.
I don't know.
Good for them. Good.
You're going
to have to just walk across the fucking field. He's great.
Yeah.
That's good. That's an improve from what – I mean, I thought they had a quarterback behind the greatest –
They don't. They don't.
Ryan Nassib is no longer with us.
Nassib is, they thought Nassib was the future. That guy turned out to be, Christian Hackenberg light.
So if they're signing Geno Smith, they're basically saying, don't worry about it. You're not going to play because we're going down to the end with the greatest quarterback in the world.
Yeah.
Because the man has no more arm. I don't know if anybody's watched his last five games. It's all over. He has no more arm. There's no more arm for him.
But
He's done.
Okay. Shh. What I'm gonna tell you now is this is what the Jets are doing, which is not a lot, is fine.
No.
Because
that's great.
It is great. You want to sign Mike Glennon?
Nope.
You want Jay Cutler?
Nope.
You want Brock Osweiler?
Nope.
Okay. So then do this. Figure it out. Because one of two guys is leaving next year, Maccagnan or Bowles. It's going to be Bowles.
Yeah.
They're not going to hang this on Maccagnan. So Bowles is gone. You get a new head coach next year. And I said this to Linda. It doesn't matter how much money you got to pay him. You go up to Monday Night Football's press booth up there, and you grab John Gruden by the snoot, and you say, here's $10 million a year, Gruden. Here's $10 million bucks.
I don't see him coming
back.
I'll
donate a dollar.
Wow. All right.
Dollar.
That's great.
I'll parlay my life into John Gruden.
Right. But here's the thing.
He's not
coming.
Never gonna happen. I know he's not coming.
That's never going to happen.
But see.
I want to have a big giant pit hanging out off the ceiling so I can suck on it when I wake up in the morning.
I don't.
That's not going to fucking happen.
I think you should see a doctor.
That's not going to happen.
2 years. Okay. So 2 years ago. 2 years ago when you had a chance to sign Jack Del Rio and you went with Todd Bowles.
Right.
who never coached in the NFL before as a head coach.
Yes, he did. That's okay though. You keep telling me he didn't. He coached like seven games.
Yeah, with Arizona.
And the Dolphins. Linda, okay. Look up the Todd Bowles coached the Dolphins. I think he was 3-0.
Linda is looking at videos of dogs right now.
It's important. She's not listening. But I'm just telling you something,
is
Dad.
Is this still live?
Yeah, it's live. I'm just telling you something. The New York Jets are gonna be bad next year. Let them be bad. People think that they're hurting my feelings by telling me my team stinks. My team stinks. I love it.
We suck.
Be stinky. We suck. I'm going to go see an $8 Jets game. You're going to pay $150 to see the Giants. That's a lot of fun for you.
See, that's where you frustrate people. My team stinks. You can't leave it at that. You also have to throw a shot at the Giants.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they stink too.
Nobody said they were going to be good.
I just heard a guy for 20 minutes tell me the Giants going to be going to win a Super Bowl.
He didn't say that. Fake news.
Todd Bowles played, coached three games with the Dolphins in 2011.
What was his record?
Two wins, one loss.
Hey, that's better than us. You should have him coach three games everywhere he goes.
Bowles is lost.
That should be on the top of his resume.
Yeah.
The top of his resume.
Three games.
He won two out of three with the Dolphins.
You're right.
Next, and get his fucking ass out of town.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of looking at a statue that can't tell time or do anything else.
Thank you.
He sucks.
Hey, how's the game?
And I know we're going to be there. Please don't talk to me about Inter because I had the other three teams. Chivo's beating fucking Napoli 3-0.
I know.
And Udinese's beating Pescara
3-0.
So please don't go into that because it's a lot of money and I don't want to talk about it.
I know.
I was wrong. Thank you.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me how wrong I was.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
But I'm a greedy pig.
Yeah.
And we all know what happens to greedy pigs.
We do.
Okay?
Yes.
They get stuck.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless. Have a good day.
Salvador Perez injured his knee in the World Baseball Classic last night.
He did.
That's not good.
I don't care. Why? Why is that not good? Is he a Met?
Relax. We talked about this friggin' 3 weeks ago, how we both like Salvador Perez.
Yeah, I do. Is he a Met?
No, not yet.
MRI shows no structural damage.
No structural damage.
So, did we talk about Matt Wieters being signed by the Nationals?
No.
I don't think so.
We should.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Tebow either.
We'll do that.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
Matt Wieters was signed by the Nationals only about, a month ago?
What was the deal, Linda? Can you look that up?
I mean, it was cheap. It was real cheap. It was like 1 year. No, was it 2 years? 1 year. I think it was 1 year, $6 million, something like that.
That's a good deal.
It's a great deal. And they're also.
Is he a switch hitter?
Yes.
I think he's a switch hitting catcher, which is.
They're also. Thanks, Don. They're also defunct of starting pitching, though, the Nationals, because.
What?
Listen to what I'm going to tell you now. They got rid of the best prospect in baseball.
Giolito?
Yeah. To bring over Adam Eaton.
I understand.
Who's a crumb bum. Crumb bum.
The crummiest of bums.
Crummiest of bums.
Yep.
Now, after Scherzer, you're telling me what's there?
Steven Strasburg.
Okay.
Are you nuts?
That arm is going to fall off.
That may be, but he's still very good.
Is he worth $120 million?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't even give you $10.
The kid that is no one's talking about is Tyson Ross's brother, Joe Ross.
Well, okay.
Matt Wieters was 2 years, up $21 million.
Oh, that's too much money.
That's tough.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That was 1 year, $6 million.
Yeah, well.
That's a lot of money.
Those are your stats, all right.
I'm not into that.
Those are Joe's stats.
I'll go down with Travis d'Arnaud hitting .048.
Yeah.
I'll go down with that.
Travis is going to have a great year.
Travis is going to repaint the Mendoza line.
Travis is going to have a good year. Kid's going to hit 260,
oh my God.
20 home runs,
oh my God.
90 RBIs.
Oh, my God. It went up.
I'm just saying.
It went up.
I'm only saying just so your father will call
RBIs.
Back. Just so your father will call back in and scream about Travis.
I think, what did I say? 240, 14 home runs. Well, I said 10 home runs, 48 RBIs.
I think he'll hit 250. Maybe 13 home runs. If he gets 60 RBIs, I'll be thrilled.
He's not. I hate him. I hate him as a catcher. He's awful. But let me throw this out there. After this season, I know the season hasn't even started yet. But after this season, that is numero uno prioritas on your list.
Catcher.
That is it. That is number one.
Well, you don't know that yet.
I mean, it has to be. Because they're going to – unless
– has a great year? What if?
What if it snows 36 inches? I know.
Yeah.
But
– that would be very close to the size of previous snowstorms.
Yes. I don't want to get rid of Plawecki yet.
No, I
because,
like Plawecki.
Because I think he's better than Darnell.
I think you're out of your mind.
Okay.
I like Plawecki. I've always liked Plawecki. The guy hits 300 in AAA, comes to the major leagues, and hits 212. So
I understand your dilemma. But
here's the problem. These guys both need full-time playing. They both need to play full-time
in the
major leagues.
And that also brings up a point. You know, if you send Conforto down,
come on,
you're going to fuck him up. You're going to fuck him up. And I know what I said last year about Michael Conforto, but seeing him change his swing in spring in what we've seen so far, I mean, how could he not be there?
Wow. This is coming from the guys. Get Conforto out of here. Guys can bum. He's not going to be a star. Guy can't play.
He's different.
Yeah.
He's different now.
Go.
What is with you and Kevin Plawecki?
I don't understand that.
He should be holding hot bags to the fucking airport. Do you understand how bad this guy is? He fucking sucks. He's worse than Darnell. I'm going to say that. I'm going to go on the radio show. You can quote me on the air. He's worse than Travis Darnell. He's worse than Travis Darnell.
Right. Well, is that it?
No, I have some more things to say about Travis Darnell. As much as you hate him, and he hit 4 home runs, and he drove in 16 RBIs, and I know he's terrible. Guess what? He's the only thing you got. They don't have a catcher. If they trotted out Kevin Plawecki, that means their farm system is there are no catchers. And I do agree with Jay. He's gonna have a better year. The dumbass moves him up in the lineup like he did when he was fucking rocking for 2 weeks. If he moves him up to sixth or seventh, he's gonna have a better year.
Yeah, I don't want to see him in eighth. And I don't want them to go out there and sign dumbass Derek Norris. Derek Norris is a free agent.
Right. You don't understand something about batting. If you start getting hot, guess what? They're going to pitch around you.
Wait, Derek Norris is still a free agent? Nobody signed Derek Norris?
Jay, if you start getting hot batting, right? This is for Jay.
Nobody's on base.
Okay. Nobody's on base. Yeah. He gets on base. They're going to pitch around him.
Yep, to get to the pitcher.
Right, so to this idiot manager that we have who cost me 2 World Series, can he figure this guy, just leave him at 7th or 6th and leave him there forever. Leave him there forever. Leave him there. And then if he sucks, get rid of him.
Okay.
Just get rid of him.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you for your call.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So...
Travis Darnell, this is a moot point, but it's just interesting trivia. Traded twice for Cy Young winners. That's the...
That's Syndergaard and Arrieta?
No, not Syndergaard. Well, Syndergaard hasn't won Cy Young. Roy Halladay, he was traded to Toronto.
You say Cy Young hopeful?
No, Cy Young winners. It was Halladay, and there was one more. I'll get it to you in a second.
Arrieta?
No. Has Arrieta won a Cy Young?
I think he did.
Yeah?
I think he did.
Wait, so it doesn't matter. We can beat him in the playoffs.
Yeah. I cannot wait. I really, because I don't ever want to say the Mets are going to the playoffs, because it's always very hard to do that with this team, because a fucking meteorite could just crash into the stadium and kill everybody. And I understand.
National just put Derek Norris on the waivers.
The Nationals had Derek Norris?
Yeah.
And when?
They were trying to trade him and got no.
But when did they have him?
R.A. Dickey. Thank you, Steve. That was the other Cy Young winner he was traded for.
But when did... Wait. They signed him and then traded him?
They wanted to trade him, but they couldn't. So they just placed him on waivers like yesterday.
You go get Derek Norris!
It's like $4.5 or $4.3 million. No thanks.
Yeah, but no thanks. The guy gave you 22 home runs.
I don't know about that.
Last year. Look it up.
I'm lucky.
Look it up. Yeah. I know he hit 210. I know he's a 210 hitter.
Yeah.
But he's like that Adam Dunn type guy, and he's a horrible catcher.
He had 14 home runs last year.
Okay.
What was his average? 112?
210. I'll go 210.
How's a .186 sound?
Oh. That's tough.
How's a 225 on base percentage?
Oh.
255, excuse me.
That sounds like Mets material.
Yeah. That's old school Jose Reyes on base percentage.
Hey, Bernard Gilkey, what are you doing today?
Bernard Gilkey 1 year had, I think he had 40 home runs as a Met.
96.
Which is amazing.
96. 40 home runs, 40 stolen bases, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
He was close. Linda. Bernard Gilkey.
Who now drives a bus for the MTA.
He's making more.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please.
Bernard?
What was he watching play?
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Best line of the show. So,
ladies and gentlemen, this is our draft, NFL Draft Insider.
Before we get to that, let's get the Bernard Gilkey stat.
Bernard Gilkey. Let me put on my spectacles.
Put on your specs.
Bernard Gilkey in
96, wasn't it?
96 had 30 home runs, 117 RBIs.
Wow. How many stolen bases?
Well, she can highlight things. This thing is amazing.
How many stolen bases? Now he looks like an old man. He's an old man in a tracksuit with glasses.
Wow, this is amazing. How many stolen bases? They do not have such statistics readily available. 17 steals.
That's still pretty good.
17 steals. That's 30 home runs, 117 RBIs, 17 steals.
And then he fleeced us.
73 walks. Hit 317.
Wow.
It's a great year.
That's an MVP year.
Well, that's steroids.
Well, yeah. I mean,
MVP. He was 14th in the...
And then his next year, he hit 205 with next year, 6 hours. And...
He hit 249.
Woo!
With 18 home runs, 78 RBIs.
Hey,
not bad.
Not as many pokes.
Boy, and then his career really went south.
Yeah.
Next year, 5 home runs, 4 home runs.
That'll happen to you. All right, what do you got there, Mr. McGrath? We have McGrath's Mock Draft Volume 6, Episode 0.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was very hard to get onto the show today. Jesus.
I know. We're lighting it up like Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't light it up anymore, but, this Mark Glennon move, I think, changes a lot. Honestly, and that's one of the reasons why you shouldn't have mock drafts before free agency, because you don't know exactly what people are going after or who they're going to land. And the fact is that they went very hard for Mike Glennon, pretty much takes him out of the top, quarterback draft. You'd have to, right? I mean, the only other competition would be the 49ers, and they're the 49ers, so there's a very good possibility that they're going to be picking an Alex Smith as opposed to over an Aaron Rodgers type thing. So I think the three are very good. Everyone has their sort of, downfalls, I think. But honestly, I just want to see how it shakes out. And I think if the Jets don't grab a quarterback, they're tanking.
Who are the three, just for the sake of our audience, who are the three quarterbacks you're referencing?
Mitch Trubisky, or as he likes to be called, Mitchell Trubisky.
Yep.
Mitch, I can't call someone Mitchell after, that guy from high school. It just seems weird. But yeah, so Mitchell
selling
Trubisky.
Sodas on the field.
So I'll tell you a quick story about Mitchell, the guy I went to high school with. We went to see a Broadway play, and he whispered to me, and this is a true story, in the middle of the play, we went to see Denzel Washington and Julius Caesar, and he said to me in the middle of the play, "Yo, I got those White Castle burgers." He was trying to sell me White Castle cheeseburgers in the middle of a Broadway show out of his backpack. So, if that doesn't... All right, so let's get back to your draft. You got Trubisky.
Like that,
Trubisky, who else? Kaiser?
You got Deshaun Kaiser and Deshaun Watson. All of them have their flaws. All of them have their upside. But honestly, if the Jets don't think that any of these three guys have it, they have to go best player available. But they have to stay away from Leonard Fournette. I think he's going to be a bust in the next.
Really?
I'm seeing a lot of mock drafts have us drafting him, though.
Who? Fournette?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that should just confirm it. But anyway, I think someone with that type of injury history and that type of runner, I think he's going to have a very short career. Maybe a very good one, but
I said this to my father a couple days ago, because while we are lacking in running back depth, I said what Fournette is to me is just a black Peyton Hillis. He's that type of runner.
Well,
yeah,
it's an oxymoron, right?
Yeah,
no, but I mean, no, Leonard Fournette is someone that can get you, like, he's a playmaker. He'll run through the tackles for you, but he's not going to catch it. And people keep underrating Bilal Powell. Give him a fucking year, goddamn it.
I like Bilal Powell, Steve.
But that's the good thing.
I like Bilal Powell. I've been a Bilal Powell supporter since we were fucking it up with Chris Johnson and everything
else.
But
he doesn't want him starting.
But I don't. I don't think he's a feature back. I'm going to say this. I think he's a swing guy. I think he's like a Darren Sproles or a Rashad Jennings, who I know I talk so much shit about, but I would take a flyer on for like $2 million. For no.
No, but I mean, Bilal Powell, when given the chance last year, when Forte was down, would have 120 yard games.
He stepped up.
The fact is, he's been underrated his whole career.
Another good fantasy
now
guy.
He finally had the chance to show what he had, and he actually is good. Why bother going after a high draft pick when we have somebody for $2 million that can give us the good production? Have somebody that can fill in the holes or change our franchise with a quarterback.
Well, otherwise, but you could also, the argument could be made that Fournette could be an Ezekiel Elliott type that changes your franchise as a running back. I mean, I grant all the injuries.
He could, but when you're injured that much in college and that's the type of running style that you have, you're not going anywhere. Especially you can't argue Zeke Elliott because that was the one thing that they were missing. This is not the only one thing that the Jets are missing.
Yeah, missing a lot.
Big grab of Fournette. It doesn't make us any better.
Where's the Jets really at? Six.
Six.
Six. You got to hold it. One of those.
Steve, what quarterback falls to six?
See, I think two of them fall to six now because no one else besides the 49ers.
And they're going to take Trubisky. You think Trubisky? You think he's the first one off the board?
The Bears are also interested in a quarterback. They're at three.
Yeah, but you put in a lot of money to that guy. I mean, that's kind of, I guess, if they feel like
the bridge?
Guys are in development. But the fact is, I think that Deshaun Watson and Kaiser fall to six. And, I mean, it's really up to the Jets to see if he's worth it at six, either Watson or Kaiser. So, I mean, honestly, I don't know. Everyone's like, because they gave shit about Dak Prescott last year, too. Oh, well, he doesn't have this much experience in this type of system. Everybody says shit negatively about all these guys, but really nobody knows.
Yeah.
The fact is, I think they need to make that jump. They need to at least try.
So,
because they're high enough right now. We don't know if next year's quarterbacks are going to be any good.
My thing is,
everyone's like, oh, Deshaun Watson's going to be the number one pick next year. And look at it now. He's not even the number one quarterback in his fucking draft.
Right.
He's changing a year.
Right.
So we don't know.
My thing is with Trubisky, okay, if he goes to the Niners or the Bears, I'm trading the pick back. That's the one guy I want. I'll sit 10-14 and hope that I can still get Kaiser or Watson. I'll trade back. I'll get that pick, a second round pick, maybe a fifth round pick. I'll get a few picks and trade back. That's what I would do if I was Mike Maccagnan. Do not reach on Leonard Fournette. Do not reach. I mean,
here's the kicker, though. Here's the rub. The fact is, if you are going to do that, you need someone else willing to move up to six in order to do that. And now someone might not want to go all the way up to six, especially if quarterbacks are taken or anything like that. So, I mean, the sixth pick is usually one that you never see anyone trade out of the sixth pick normally.
Okay.
In the last several years, when have you ever seen anybody do that? Because number six is a good enough position to get a very good player, but not good enough where you want to trade assets to get to it. So that's the big thing.
There is one.
So I think we stay at six no matter what.
There is one stupid team. There is one stupid team that I think could do this, and that is the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals, I think they're picking 9 or 10, if I'm not mistaken. The Cincinnati Bengals, if you trade with them, they want Leonard Fournette. I don't think they're going to go down with Giovanni Bernard next year.
Well,
I think
that's what? He's not a he's also not a feature back.
But they have Giovanni
Jeremy Hill
and yeah.
I'm no,
they you know what they need? They need an offensive. They, two of their offensive linemen signed with other people. They would probably need an offensive lineman. That's who they're going after.
Okay.
Probably in the draft.
So
I mean,
so then dangle that. Dangle that. I mean, if you don't get Trubisky, who is, to me, all I want. I'm seeing mock drafts have them take Lattimore, the cornerback from Michigan.
I'm also seeing a lot of Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
To the Jets?
Yeah. I'm seeing all the updated mocks right now have us getting Deshaun Watson.
If you reach to six on Deshaun Watson, Mike Maccagnan should be fired.
That'd be fascinating to watch.
Mike Maccagnan.
There's no such thing as a reach. There's no such thing as a reach for a quarterback. If he is your guy, then who cares if you got him at 6 or 13?
Right. I mean, we all can't draft Eli Apple every year. I enjoy watching Deshaun Watson play. I just don't know if he translates to the NFL. Steve, your thoughts? I don't think he translates well to the NFL.
I mean, it's very possible. I mean, the fact is that he has thrown that many interceptions definitely says it. And especially didn't have a good history of Clemson quarterback.
Also, didn't have a good combine.
Didn't really pan out very well.
Didn't have a good combine either.
He did have a very good combine in terms of at least his throwing. They're showing like his mechanics. But, he's definitely gotten more accurate.
I mean,
you don't put stock in combine, do you?
I put stock in the intangibles like 40-yard dash and the long jump and all that.
I would think that's very tangible.
I said I put stock in those.
You said you put stock in the intangibles.
You said intangibles.
Those are tangible. That you can feel them. Like to quote your father, a giant tip that hangs from the ceiling.
Thing. You can work towards those things.
Listen.
This is why this show is in the tank. Yeah, this is why nobody listens.
This is it. Hey, we're lighting up. We're being held hostage here. We're like Richard Simmons to his housekeeper. That's a funny joke for those of you that don't know what's going on. Richard Simmons, he's being held hostage by his housekeeper. He doesn't have a doorbell anymore.
He doesn't have a doorbell.
So my doorbell's broken too.
Steve, but tell us your take on Brandon Marshall to the Giants, if you can, because that was a heated topic of conversation earlier.
No, of course. I was listening. It's very much a local show, although local people got in, but you got fans in Seattle here that can't go in. I don't think it's an either-or thing. I mean, it's sort of like the stages of getting Brandon Marshall, where it's like, oh my God, I got Brandon Marshall. Holy shit, he's going to have a 1,000-yard year. But here's the difference between first getting him now as opposed to first getting him when the Jets had him or the Dolphins or the Bears or whoever. But the fact is, he is slowly declining in front of you. Yes, you can say he had Brent Ryan Fitzpatrick, but the fact is he had 8 drops last year, which was second most in the NFL. I mean, that's not on the quarterback. That's on the wide receiver.
Yep.
So he's got, like, some mental issues already.
Which he does.
And the fact is, he's saying, like, and then he's like, oh, Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg, one of them is probably going to be the starter next year, and I feel it. But he's a bullshit artist. And the fact is, he's bullshitting you now. When he's taking this money. And you know what he said? He said that the Jets were going to be his last team. He's going to retire after this. And then, obviously, that didn't fucking pan out. So he's a lying bullshit artist. So when things are good, they're going to go great. But when they're bad, he's going to fucking tank you. He's going to drop some balls, and you're going to be very angry at him.
All right.
And, that's my take.
Thanks for the call, Steve. My pants are on fire.
The Seattle Slew, yeah. Steve McGrath.
Yeah, thanks a lot there, future Mariners prospector.
I think, I'm looking forward to Brandon Marshall. On a serious note, you referenced that Brandon Marshall is bipolar.
Mm.
He truly is bipolar.
Yeah, he's bipolar.
And
I know
he's
that.
Done a lot of good work.
No, he has. Nobody's.
No. I know.
I love his charity work.
No, but it's a good moment to mention that he has done a lot of work for
mental illness
and bringing that to the forefront. There's no doubt in his NFL career it has affected his relationship with his teammates.
We applaud him.
See, that's the only thing I can think of maybe that might work is because Eli Manning, I don't feel like he's like the alpha male of that team.
No.
And so therefore, I think him and Brandon Marshall's like relationship might be better than it was with Jay Cutler or with Fitzpatrick, who are by far way more, I want to take control of this team.
Yep.
Ryan Fitzpatrick wanted to take control of that team?
Oh,
he did.
So.
Oh, I did. He held that fucking team hostage. Hostage. And he strolled in there like John Wayne with the sun setting, and he shot every one of them in the back.
Well, I mean, even John Wayne died of lung cancer.
Well, as we're winding down, we got to touch on Matt Harvey, who last week I predicted in my if I were a betting man, I said he'd look good early, but don't expect it to last.
That was true.
He looked good early. And then here's my issue with Matt Harvey.
What a stinky pitch.
He has since pitched again, and he looked good in his second start. But he had that look in his eyes again, that lost, dazed, glazed over look, like I don't know what's going on. That look makes me very nervous. Hopefully it doesn't last.
My dad just texted me, Steve sucks, we need toilet paper.
Are those two thoughts connected?
I mean, yeah. I mean, when shit's hanging from your ass, you just got to wipe it.
Yeah.
So, anywho.
Harvey, he'll be fine.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how Matt Harvey does. But what I was going to go to now is United had the Europa League game. They drew to Rostov in Russia.
Here come the excuses.
We got the away goal. We're winning.
Go ahead.
We're winning.
Yeah, what was the final?
1-1.
Okay.
We're winning.
Yep.
On the if we If they don't score, I understand how this works. We're winning.
I understand how this works. The away goal about was, the game.
It was a 1-1 draw. United had 5 shots on goal. Rostov had 2. And the pitch was horrible. It was like playing in Cooper Park, for those of you who know Cooper Park. It was hard. Fellaini said we were trying not to break our legs.
Well, Fellaini tries to break, not break his leg every
Break everybody else's leg. Mkhitaryan said we were just trying not to get injured. Zlatan said it was the worst pitch I've ever played on. Mourinho wanted charges brought up on Rostov for keeping the pitch that way. But we all know that Rostov, they don't have the money to upkeep the pitch. And that's not, you go to places like Russia, the Ukraine, Kazakhstan for some of these games, and you have to understand that it's not going to be Old Trafford. And
it's the Europa League.
It's the Europa League, and it's fun. How's the Champions League doing for you? Yeah, it's good.
Man,
that was a lot of fun.
It's Bayern Munich.
What was it?
We have to talk about that Barcelona game.
Arsene Wenger always keeps his hands at 10-2.
We got
always.
We have to talk about that Barcelona game.
Okay, Barcelona got help from the referees and won after being down 5-0.
It was always just the referee.
It is.
You're going to tell me that Neymar goal wasn't a great
amazing,
goal?
Amazing.
And that dive was a dive. Okay. That absolutely impeded his path.
So they shouldn't have won.
And Suarez sold it.
So they shouldn't have won.
They absolutely should have.
But that was a dive, and they shouldn't have won.
That was not a dive. He sold it. Suarez sold it.
Okay, that's great. I give Barcelona no respect. I fucking hate Barcelona.
You give nobody any respect.
That's right. When people start deserving respect, then they'll get it. Not when you get your fucking bags carried by the referee.
Oh, come on.
Okay. How come the champions UEFA suspended that referee after that game? Okay.
Steve would like the audience to know your father owes him $100.
No. Dad, we got 2 minutes. Don't call. Please don't call. Please don't call.
Not to mention, I still haven't even read that. I've looked for that report of the referee being suspended. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Wait, you think he's making up facts?
Go to your UEFA.com.
I looked.
Okay. That's fine.
Jay Reese really has 10,000 saves in his career.
But the draw wasn't the problem. The problem was the draw before that to Bournemouth. That was horrible. We're still only a point out of fourth place. It's still possible.
We don't have Zlatan
for the next 3 games because of that elbow. Tyrone Mings is missing 5 games, though, even though he should miss like 10 for what he did to Zlatan. You can't step on somebody's head.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
He got 5 games?
He got five games. Can't step on somebody's head. So we're going to do Bum of the Week, and if I were a betting man, I'm going to let you have it.
You let me have it every week. Why is it?
I'll start with Bum of the Week. Bum of the Week is that fucking asshole finance man who humped a little statue with a little girl. Did anybody see this?
I didn't see the statue
with a little girl that is supposed to promote feminism in front of the bull in Wall Street.
Beautiful.
The fucking guy, one of these bros in a suit was humping this fucking statue, and now the internet's all over it, and he got fired. So you got a Bum of the Week.
My Bum of the Week goes out to El Jefe Donald Trump, who this week fired Preet Bharara, whatever the senator who was busting up all the illegal crime in New York, also tried to take away our fantasy football in FanDuel, but he's doing a really good job cleaning shit up, and he was fired. So Bum of the Week goes out to Donald Trump and his muscling out of a great
LaMarcus senator. Aldridge has a heart arrhythmia.
Yeah, that's tough.
By the way, his career might be over. If I were a betting man, neither the Warriors nor Spurs are coming out of the West. I cannot tell you who right now because we have 25 seconds, but if I were a betting man, neither one of those two teams are coming out of the West.
If I were a betting man, I could tell you right now the trophy is in Golden State. They will no doubt win the NBA title.
Okay, they lost to Minnesota 95-87, scoring 87 points to Minnesota.
Good night. The Spurs are
now only a half game behind Golden State for first. Have a good night. Everybody feel good. You know what I'm going to say to you right now?
I'm going to be at the WWE show today.
If your parents are annoying you, put them in a home.